Daily Devotion with Pastor Bala for March 14th, 2024, from 1 John chapter 5. Trinitarian Testimony, Holy Baptism's Link to the Crucifixion and the Spirit. Previously, John talked about the significance of Holy Baptism, emphasizing that Jesus comes to believers through water and blood. Water is used in the cleansing and renewal of holy baptism, a crucial means of receiving God's grace and being brought into the body of Christ as adopted children of God. The reference to the blood points to the crucifixion, where Jesus' blood was shed for the forgiveness of sins. The Roman centurion piercing Jesus' side brings about this beautiful connection, because outpoured water and blood, highlighting the profound teaching point that links baptism to the crucifixion event. John also reminds us the importance of holy baptism as a means by which believers receive the grace and gifts from the crucifixion, including the gift of the Holy Spirit. Now, John is going to put all this together in the next couple of verses. So let's continue with 1 John chapter 5, verses 7 and 8. For there are three that testify, the Spirit, and the water, and the blood, and these three agree. So notice, just like we heard before yesterday, John makes this beautiful connection of the water, the Spirit, and the blood. We remember that through holy baptism, we receive the benefits of the blood, the crucifixion of the death of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of our sins. We also receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. And this is why Jesus commanded holy baptism in the Gospel of Matthew, the 28th chapter. And so John brings this up for an important reason, because notice that John uses the Spirit, water, blood as a testimony. John states that these three agree. They all point to the death of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of our sins. We may remember in the Old Testament, it was very important to have 2 to 3 witnesses in order to prove a point. When you had 2 to 3 witnesses, the point was conceded. This idea that John does is he picks up on that and points to the three that agree, the water, the blood, and the Spirit. So in essence, their testimony is in agreement and their testimony is true. And whenever we get to the concept of the number three, well, as Christians, our minds should immediately be focusing upon God, the Holy Trinity, one God, but yet three persons. The overall message is a reaffirmation on the importance of the crucifixion of our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ, and baptism as a means by which we receive the benefits of the crucifixion, that is the forgiveness of sins, and along with that, the Holy Spirit. So in our daily lives, we should continue to remember our baptism, because as we are remembering our baptism, we are also remembering the death and resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ, for the forgiveness of our sins. And every day we should remember we are forgiven by the blood of Jesus. And we receive that through the waters of holy baptism. And we have the Holy Spirit within us. And by the way, the only way you can remember your baptism is because of the gift of faith, because you have the Holy Spirit within you. Now, John is going to explain a little bit more about this testimony from God, the water, blood, and Spirit, in tomorrow's devotion. So join me again tomorrow as we continue with 1 John chapter 5. God's peace and many blessings be with you, and thank you for listening. And please take an opportunity to share this message with others. If you have enjoyed listening to these daily devotions, please consider making a donation to Peace Lutheran Church, 24024 West Main Street, Plainfield, Illinois, 60544. Thank you again for listening.